obviously a common trait for doers when you're at the do lecture, to do without a lot of sleep. I think we finally got to sleep after a lot of nattering, which followed the drinking at about 2:33 a.m. Sneaking back to our teepee. Somebody was already in there who, listening to us fumbling with the tent zip, says, "It's all right, I'm not asleep."
Who are you? I just lit the fire. I knew it was going to be cold, so I've got the stove. I'm Tom Herbert, your fellow teepee
partner. Is that the right word? Yeah.
It was nice. It was really nice coming in and actually having the stove, burning away. The other roomie is just entering after triumphantly making it to the toilet in the morning.
Yes, close run thing, but I got there.
Green Ape on Twitter. What's your Twitter name, Tom?
Tom_Herbert_.
Tom_Herbert_. It's almost worth deed polling that.
What are you here for?
So
I'm here to do a baking workshop, a couple of sessions, going to get a campfire going and bake some bread on it and get the doers of the world baking some real bread.
Interestingly, you're quite a geek when it comes to technology as well. I know this because we've just been talking about your infrared thermometer, and you're saying, let's bring it into the tent, find out the cold and the hot spots, which I love, we have to do. How are you going to manage baking bread on a campfire when everything is a little bit more rustic, should we say?
Well, yeah, that's like a really great challenge for me as a baker, to strip away all of the geekiness, all the techiness, yeah, and all of the props and knobs and buttons and levers that help us to create great bread in real life, and find that when you understand what's happening just by using your hands and a couple of really simple ingredients, you can make really tasty bread. There's something really primal about a campfire anyway. Everyone loves it, getting around it, but if you can cook or make something quite quickly that's really tasty, and bread's great because you can rip it and share it and get everyone involved with making it, it's a great thing to do.
I've just had a flashback to, you haven't done this at Glastonbury, have you?
No,
okay. There was a lot of ripping and sharing of some especially tasty kind of clay oven. They built the clay oven and then they did the bread. You won't escape the geekiness in the wilds. I know this from being at bushcraft festivals. Someone will always shout over the top of the crowd watching you, you want to throw some rose hip in that or something along those lines. But back to basics. Got to agree with you. Speaking of back to basics, the primeval basics. Somebody's gonna have to download a decibel app tonight, and we're gonna have to have a snore off.
I think I'll win.
I think you might win on the lack of rhythm. I think I try to put people to sleep with the comforting earthquakey effect. Well,
it certainly didn't put me to sleep. I struggled to sleep through your snoring, but glad I got my own in a bit later.
Yeah, no, you definitely got your revenge, and it was kind of interesting to hear all the wildlife go away. Apart from the what's on your shoes, what are your shoes?
Leopardskin creepers. He rolls it off.
Everyone's
got a pair of creepers,
haven't they?
No! Why not?
Leopards don't creep. They run like the wind.
They're all brothel creepers, you know? They're all...
I'm going to have that tiger feet song stuck in my head for the rest of the day. There's an earworm away.
I shan't wear them today then.
No, go for it, because I think it might rain later and then they'll all get camouflaged. What are you doing here?
I'm speaking on Friday about what I do, about design, about what I used to do and about what I'm going to do in the future, which is very different, not very different things, slightly different things, and what drives me. I'm also here to learn about bread from Tom. I am a bread idiot.
I couldn't believe it last night. It was like, oh no, I'm with a bread legend and a bread legend groupie.
It was pretty embarrassing. It was pretty embarrassing, the fact that it was pitch black, and I said to Tom, "Oh, you've set a program on BBC4 with that bloke made the perfect loaf." And Tom very calmly said, "Yeah, that was me."
I'm glad you got your faux pas in there, because I was quietly chortling in the corner.
Yeah, it was very funny. It, to be fair, it was pitch black. So.
I can see the silhouette of the hair.
No, but I'm really looking forward to the workshops. I'm really looking forward to hitting the canoes tomorrow morning. And
what time?
Getting at 5:30 start. Eek. It's good though. There's nothing better than waking than seeing the sunrise.
I just don't go to bed, man.
You're probably right.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm going to get up at 5:30, not going to bed. We need to, I mean, if it's breakfast at 5:30, I'm there.
What time breakfast is
it? It's soon. Oh, is it 9 today? Mm. I thought, for some reason, I thought it was 8:30. Okay, so we have time to shower, which is just a couple of steps away. We've got everything we need, haven't we, really?
Perfect. Sounds heating.
Nice. Okay, another day. When I say another day, this is day one, isn't it?
It is.
We've had a bonus day already.
It was for free.